It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox. And coming up on a Football Friday, we are going to take a look back at Thursday Night Football. The Browns get it done with no Baker Mayfield. And what does that mean for his future in Cleveland? We'll get into all of that. We're also going to take a look at the mess that is the Washington football team, the emails, Congress is involved. How does it tie into not only John Gruden, but also Jeff Bezos? We'll take a look at all that. The Deshaun Watson situation continues to be discussed. Rumors out there. What are the Texans looking to get? What could they have gotten? And we've got ourselves an Ed Orgeron comp. That's right. Ed O's been in the news, and there's somebody on this show who has a lot in common with him. Oh, and how can I forget? The doctor's in the house. Dr. David Chow with an update on injuries around the league. All of that is coming up next here on a Football Friday. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox. It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, and you right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It's still a couple of months away from bowl season in the world of football, but we had ourselves a bowl game last night, and it had implications tied into this show. We will get into all of that here coming up in just a couple of moments from now. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. You can listen to the show, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates, and wherever you are making us a part of your Football Friday, we appreciate you doing so. We will take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on FSR. And LeVar Arrington, we are in the vicinity of greatness here. Because uh-oh. It's one thing to be a TV star. It's another thing to be a radio star. And then it's a whole nother thing to have an entire Thursday night football game centered around you. The Brady Quinn Bowl went off as planned last night. Yeah, we had his former team, the Browns, his former team, the Broncos. I loved every second of it. Congratulations, Brady.
You called money too, bro.
It's so good. So good.
I don't know what was called there. I mean, at least the Browns got the win this time. Yeah. You know, when I started against the Broncos, we blew a fourth quarter lead. Jay Cutler ended up bringing the Broncos back, so didn't work out quite the same. One of our cornerbacks Olay Daniel Graham up the sideline for a touchdown. Yeah, let's just call it what it is. That was one of those tough Monday morning meetings. You know, LeVar, when everyone gets in the room, you put on a few plays. That was one that got put up there, paused, and talked about for at least a minute or so. It was not fun to be a part of.
I'll say this. We talked about I will take credit for saying this is a run-first team. They are a run-heavy team, and that's when you're going to get your best from Baker Mayfield. That was put on the table. But you, my friend, talked about the young running backs and D'Ernest Johnson being one of the names that you brought up, and you were spot on. You said the kids can run, and they came out there, and that's exactly what they did. And give credit to the Browns' offensive front, right? I mean, Von Miller, if your game rang as loud as the pre leading up to the game words and antics, maybe the results would have been different, but you do realize he got blanked. He got one tackle, one assist, but was blanked in the tackles for losses, was blanked in the I'm going to kill your quarterback, I don't know who's in front of me deal, but I'm going to kill him and kill that person, zero sacks. So I don't know what that means, you know, maybe – we don't want to get used to our greats being smokescreen, smokescreen players. But golly, if you're gonna tell the world you about to kill the guy in front of you, don't need to know his name. I'm gonna kill the quarterback, and you go do nothing. That's I don't know, Brady. I don't know, Jonah.
Can I ask this question?
I don't know. Yeah.
Is it starting to be the end here? Is it just dropping off for him right now? Because he hasn't been able to stay healthy, and now you get these moments where, you know, Jedrick Wills obviously was back, you know, starting last night, ended up playing. Didn't necessarily know what the status could have been for him. Conklin was out at right tackle. It ended up being Hans. Mm-hmm. Blake Hans, who's been like their swing tackle for them. And to your point, like, he still couldn't get it done. And I don't know. I mean, he's one of the all-time greats, in my opinion, as far as – just how good he has been off the edge, but of late, it has not been the same.
Yeah, when you look at a guy like Von Miller, I always tell people what they don't realize is linebacker is like a running back's position. Your shelf life, depending on where you're at in the game, your shelf life is very, very short. You're basically a more physical position than the running back's position. Like, if you think about it, running backs get on average, if you're talking about a high volume, you're just around the 20, just over 20 mark, 22, 23. Linebackers are getting hit every single run play. Linebackers are sometimes getting hit on pass plays because they're pass rushing. So when you talk about the wear and tear that takes place on a linebacker's body and the things they have to do, because they have to be able to do what everybody on the field has to be able to do. They have to be able to play the pass like a safety, sometimes like a corner, depending on the coverage and who the coverage is on. You got to play like a defensive end. Sometimes you got to play like a defensive tackle. Well, how is that? Because when those offensive guards or that interior lineman, that center comes off of the ball, and for some reason they decide to go past the defensive tackle or the three technique, the zero technique, and climb to the linebacker, that same type of contact that those interior linemen are getting on the defensive line, those linebackers are getting. So when you talk about guys that do what Von Miller does, which is more of a if we're going to be honest, he's more of a glorified stand-up defensive end than he is a linebacker. But with that being said, he's getting contact constantly, and his body has began to – I mean, that's just the law of the jungle. His body has been beat up and has been worn down, and he has had some serious injuries that have been connected to what he's got going on. I mean, it derailed my career. You know what I mean? So, in the end, if this was it, which he didn't look great. I'm not going to close the door on him yet, Brady, but I certainly wouldn't be telling people that I'm about to go in here and assassinate them like Shinobi, and
well,
you know,
I mean,
I'm
the,
not ready.
The good thing is there look, Von Miller. The good thing is he did not kill anyone. He's not like Alec Baldwin.
No one
for those
died.
Of you waking up this morning,
yes.
Who may or may not have accidentally shot someone on a set somewhere in New Mexico.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Well, there's that. As we take a
I'm telling you what the news is this
Fox
morning.
Sports
I'm sorry,
no,
I woke
listen,
up to
I mean, it.
It is
a tragedy, very bizarre story there. Maybe we'll have more on that as the show progresses here on Fox Sports Radio. How about? Do you think?
Don't shoot the messengers.
Do you think?
Too soon.
Do you think Baker Mayfield felt at all insecure watching Case
Absolutely.
Keenum wheel and deal last
Absolutely.
Night? I mean, Brady, up and down the field. Case Keenum, I got to be honest with you, he's starting to make a push for MVP. Based on what we saw last
Holy
night,
smokes.
I'm telling you right now, Baker Mayfield's got to be
you,
feeling
dude?
The heat.
Carried
Listen, I told you, man.
There's some truth to what you're saying in regards to you watch Case Keenum go in there. The way they run the football, which they did very well last night, they're balanced. And then you watch what he does in the pass game, you kind of say, yeah, this is one of those maybe he's making a case for someone else being able to go in and do the same thing. Hmm. I mean, in all honesty, it's not to take a knock at Baker Mayfield, but you kind of take for granted how good this offensive line is, the play calling of Kevin Stefanski, the ground attack, and then obviously the talent of wide receiver. I mean, Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry and all the other weapons that they've got, you kind of take for granted that. And then you see someone else come in and do it, and you go, oh, maybe being quarterback in this offense is – I'm not going to say easy. Playing quarterback in the NFL is nowhere easy. But it's definitely a good position to be in. And I think any quarterback that's coming from another team would love to be in that – love to have that opportunity. So – I do think the longer this goes on, if Case Keenum plays well,
Yeesh.
And if Baker stays out, it's not gonna do Baker Mayfield any justice in trying to make a case for why he should get an extension. That's for sure.
I don't see how they can, with the way that he's the way the organization is now. I don't see how you just walk away from finally having some success You got a guy, whatever you think of Baker Mayfield, he's been there from the beginning with this turnaround, them being a playoff team. I know he's banged up right now, the shoulder injury now, it's a fracture, all the stuff that came out from Jay Glazer last night. I just don't know that they're the organization that's in a spot to where they can just turn down success that they now have just to kind of, well, we'll roll the dice again and see if we can find somebody else. I don't know if they're in their spot to do it.
But
I really don't.
It's leverage, though. It's bargaining leverage, and there's the idea, and again, I will always reference Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys situation, but with that being said, that is a very different owner, that is a very different market, and that is a very different approach to how you compensate your players. I'll start there, but with that being said, Dak missed all of last season pretty much, and maybe the difference here is if Case Keenum does play well, it creates a difference in terms of how you're measuring it and how you're weighing it, because Andy Dalton didn't play well in Dallas. You did see the impact and the effect and the drop-off of what Dallas was able to do when Dak Prescott left the lineup.
Do you think if Andy Dalton had played well, do you guys think if Dalton goes in there and plays well, say they don't make the playoffs, but they win some games and he plays well, do you think they really turned their back on Dak Prescott? I didn't think there was a shot in hell they weren't giving him a contract extension. Honestly.
No, but I also think that's because Dak was this progression of continuing to build every year. Like, if you look at him, he got better and better and better every single year, like he was going up a set of stairs. Baker, it's been kind of a roller coaster. It was a offensive rookie of the year first year. It's a down second year. It's a great third year. It's this year you're saying, all right, he's kind of back down, not performing up to the magnitude we thought he would. So that's the tough part. You want consistency. Like, one of the funniest stats that came out was, I think if you look at, like, Tom Brady's, first, 100 and however many starts versus, his last 130 starts, whatever the case is, or 50 starts, whatever it is, and you look at his win-loss record, it's almost identical. He's just as consistent and as steady as can be, and that's unfortunately not necessarily what Baker's been. And I think that's the tough part, is if you want consistency, you want that steady hand, you want, in a way, predictability, knowing what you're going to get from your quarterback every week. I think that's sometimes hard to anticipate with Baker, year to year, week to week, as far as what his performance is going to be like. And this year, maybe a lot of it's had to do with the injury to the shoulder, and only he knows how bad it is, right? He played for it or with it to a degree, and now he's saying, like, it might be too much. So that's the tough part, is, it's hard to judge what they're thinking internally. Albert Breer told us that, hey, look, they're comfortable with signing to him a long-term deal, but they want to be patient to wait this thing out, because, to his point, Russell Wilson may be looking elsewhere. You might find other quarterbacks who are looking elsewhere after this year, that maybe Cleveland looks like a good destination for him. So what? I wouldn't rush to do a second contract. I'd be patient about all this.
Mm.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch how this whole thing plays out when it comes to Baker Mayfield and the contract and all the other fun stuff that comes along with these discussions. By the way, if you thought the Dak Prescott conversation about whether or not he deserved a contract was going to heat up and start gassing people up, what do you think the Baker Mayfield discussion is going to be like? That'll carry us at least two off seasons if we're betting on it. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. Brought to you by Discover. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover's accepted at 99% of places in the U.S. to take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report. Limitations apply. All right, coming up next. Somebody in the NFL, a Super Bowl champion, one of the most well-known names in the entire league, could be out for revenge. We'll tell you who that is next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, yeah. Brady, you know who this is. You know,
I've been waiting for
this
all morning.
Oh my God!
Does anyone have a set of dumbbells? Can I get some curls in right now?
You need a headband and some wristbands.
Yeah.
A carton of cigarettes and maybe something else inside the carton there as well, too.
Wait, what?
Well, listen, I mean, you know, some people, you know, back in the day.
Smoking a cigarette and working out?
You know, I'm just, you know, some people back in the day associated Alice in Chains with, you know, some other stuff, some extracurriculars.
Oh,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Not so much.
You're big into
out.
That end of the lyrics. Well, Can I ask this, though?
Okay.
LeVar sings, I'll sing along with him sometimes. Why do you never sing on the show?
Yeah, that's a great question.
I can't do Layne Staley. He's that good. See, Jerry Cantrell's the guitarist.
That's
he's
such
the guy.
A cop out.
It is.
Such a
Look,
cop out.
You got to know your octaves. I know my octaves. I can't sing Layne Staley.
What is your
he's
octave?
Good.
Yeah, what's your octave?
I'll tell you what. I will break
that's his octave.
I will break down my octaves in hour four of the program. Hour four is an all octave hour here
four.
On Fox Sports Radio.
In the bathtub with your rubber ducky.
God, but Alice in Chains just kicks ass, man. Just kicks ass through and through. Okay.
Can we acknowledge something? You guys did not want to touch that Alec Baldwin.
Not even for a second.
Yeah, you saw us.
Not even for a second. Steer clear of that one. That is a dicey situation. I don't understand unless I'm not totally up to speed with blanks. I don't understand how that happens on a movie set. I thought a blank meant like a loud popping noise.
Yeah, it's not a real bullet.
Yeah, I'm just confused as to why the whole thing happened, but it's terrible. That's a terrible tragedy. So, very bizarre stuff there. You know what else is bizarre?
What's bizarre?
Two pros and a cup of Joe.
That is bizarre.
And Jonas
that
Knox here
bizarre.
On FSR. Coming up later on, we are going to ask the question, the important question in the NFL that is currently underway. Another important question in the NFL is, so how nasty is this Washington football team scandal going to get? LeVar Arrington, how nasty is this email gate going to get now that we've got Congress involved, who has said they'd like to take a look at this and they'd like to have a conversation about it? It feels like we got people in high places trying to pull some strings to get to the truth of what's happening there with the Washington football team.
Well, it's the nation's capital. And one thing that you learn when you go there is the football team is just as much connected to how the politics are handled there. And so it's a microcosm in a lot of ways to what you see take place in the nation's capital. I mean, you think about it, since going pro, I've met every single president, everyone from George W. to Joe Biden. So the football team is very connected to the political landscape of the DMV, which is, if you know about the DMV, they call it district, Maryland and Virginia, because they're all circling and touching and surrounding. This is going to not end well for the simple fact that the premise of what they're doing in this request is based upon how the workplace is being managed. So this is a much... If I'm reading this correctly, this is a much bigger situation that could ensue if the government feels as though they have to get involved with how bad that workplace is. And if that is the case, then that now becomes an issue that the NFL has to be able to address, which if you're looking at the larger conversation, then that becomes an issue that all the owners have to be a part of addressing. You know, it's interesting. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think a franchise has ever been taken away from, and I think we talked about this on the show, I don't think a franchise has ever been taken away from an owner in the National Football League. And if that's the case, if you find yourself in a situation where he has to be a sacrificial lamb for all of this, then what does that mean for the rest of the National Football League ownership and how things are done? Because you'd have to assume people are already showing how petty they are. How much pettier is it going to get, Brady? How much is going to start to come out about other situations if the domino falls the way it might fall with what's taking place in Washington?
Well, it's one of the reasons, though, where I don't think it'll get to that point. I mean, here's what I hate about this. Anytime politicians get involved, okay, is they do it for their own grandstanding.
Yes.
This isn't about the Washington football team and that. Or it's always about the politicians at hand. It's about them trying to do something that's going to help them get reelected. Look, they've got way more important things to do than to look into the culture of the Washington football team. There's a bajillion other things they could be doing right now besides that. Mm-hmm. But that's what politicians do. They stick their face, they stick their nose in things they don't, you know, really know about, and they try to bring things to light. And so, you know, that process may happen. But the reality is what you're going to get is 31 other teams doing their best to posture and not, you know, allow this to get too far, because they don't want any other politicians or anyone else looking at all the stuff that they've got going on inside their house.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the resistance, I think, is going to come. That's where I don't think you're ever going to get, you know, a team being taken away from an owner. I think they would force you to sell. That's one thing. They're not going to just take it away.
Because
it doesn't work like that.
Because
that was
Jerry Richardson. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't take it away from them. They forced them to sell it. That's how this would go if it happens. I always hate when politicians get involved. I'm sorry. Like, to me, it never makes anything better, right? Like, hi, I'm here from the government. I'm here to help. That never helps anything, all right? Well, so this is something that I think, whether, you know, if this is the step they need to go through to change up the culture there in Washington, it's so be it. I personally feel like it should be incumbent upon the other 31 teams to want to get it out there, to want to clean things up there. Right, they should be able to handle their own instead of involving politicians that are paid by taxpayer dollars that should be going for, I don't know, maybe things like running our country instead of looking at the Washington football team.
Yeah, there's not a COVID crisis still going on or anything like that. Well, yeah, there's nothing going on there, nothing to see.
There's always agendas, though, you know, and that's the thing about it with politicians. Agendas drive politics. And one thing that I learned about, you know, in terms of rules of engagement and how things take place in the district, is it's all based upon relationships. So what this makes me feel like is what's the agenda and what's the relationship? Who's talking to the person that made this a priority to investigate? What is the connection to others with the people that are spearheading this? Because if you think about it, everybody knows. Well, I mean, we talked about it. A lot of people are going to talk about it. Everybody knows that there's more in those emails than what we saw. Everybody knows that those emails were
leaked.
Wait,
are you telling me, LeVar, it wasn't just John Gruden? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
You know what, Brady? You know what, Brady? I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to take a shot at this, and I'm going to say, I think there's more to it than what we saw that was put out there about John Gruden. So
I call that the turkey hole.
Come on, coach.
There you go.
Jeez.
And you know what? He's going to be looking right down it when all of this stuff starts to come out.
Turkey hole?
Yeah, he's going to be looking. He's going to be staring that thing right down the center. Like, there it is, right there.
LeVar, I'm not asking you to out anybody. All right, that's the last thing I don't want you. I don't want to put people in a bad spot.
I don't have
there,
a problem right? doing but, it, though. So okay. If I have it, I'm going to give it to you.
I have no
cut cards with these people there.
Here's what I want to know. Do you believe, and by believe, maybe have you seen some things that would lead you to believe from your time in Washington that if this investigation goes through because Congress and politicians are getting involved, that maybe some politicians in the D.C. area might also get a little bit nervous because they might have some involvement in some scandalous activities involving old Danny Snyder and company there with the Washington football team?
Danny. That's a great point. It's a great setup. And here's the thing.
There's a lot of people that are implicated in this.
The agenda could be to implicate other politicians. It could be the people that are doing this right now are implicating other people that have been involved with. I mean, that would not be a far-fetched agenda, because if the politicians are getting involved, there's a couple different things. It's either they can benefit from who's going to come in and take over the franchise, right? You can think about it that way.
Yes.
Or you could look at it from the standpoint of you can put yourself, as Brady was mentioning, they're trying to put themselves in position to be endearing to their communities, to garner the support, to get votes, to stay in office. So if you can get somebody up out of there, by doing something like, say, let's investigate this further. And you're thinking that the turkey hole is Dan Snyder and John Gruden and Bruce Allen, but really it's politician A, B, and C over here that are a part of those emails, and they're a part of inappropriate content and context. Then, Jonas, what? I wouldn't say that's far-fetched at all, to be honest.
What exactly, Jonas, is the turkey hole? I'm still trying to figure this out.
Yeah, I am as well, too. You see, because Jerry Jones referenced, Glory Hole a few years ago. I'm not making that up.
No.
There's a drive in the
system.
Now,
that's a different,
are you sure?
That
yes,
is a different.
Yes, positive. Absolutely positive.
I don't think I've ever heard him say it.
There's a drop in the system we have of Jerry Jones saying it on the air.
I'm not comfortable with Glory Hole. I mean, that one is, you know.
Can you define any hole at this point, Jonas?
Well, here's what I would say. There's a name to watch in all of this. There's a name under the radar to watch in all of this. Okay, it is a name. This is a blockbuster.
Here we go.
They could be the one pulling the strings behind what is happening with the Washington football team.
Yeah.
We'll tell you who that is next. Oh, the latest stuff from around the world of sports. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Eddie Garcia.
I want me some glory hope.
There he is!
That wasn't me. That
Eddie,
was
you're me. Nasty. Come on.
That was the Cowboys.
Are you sure, Eddie?
I'm pretty sure. Pretty
all
sure.
Right.
Pretty sure.
What was he talking about, Eddie?
I don't know.
He's not touching it.
Only he knows.
We got some scared people on this Friday. Don't want to touch some of these subjects.
Yeah. Got to make it to the weekend.
You know? Keep the blindfold on. You know, you never know.
Oh, okay. You know, Roberto isn't scared. He's actually smiling from ear to ear because...
Yeah, man.
His Dodgers are still alive.
Game 3,
baby. Game 5 National League Championship Series, and Chris Taylor had sort of a good game.
2-2. Taylor with a fly ball to deep left center field. Chris Taylor has hit his third home run of the night and becomes the 11th different player in baseball history with 3 home runs in a postseason game.
AM 570 LA Sports on the call. Chris Taylor, 3 homers, drove in 6 as the Dodgers beat the Braves 11-2. That's 7 straight postseason wins in elimination games now for LA, including 4 straight against Atlanta. So there will be a game 6. Braves still have the 3-2 advantage in the series, but they will play in Atlanta with the Dodgers still alive. So we'll see what they can do on Saturday. Week 7 in the NFL got underway Thursday Night Football in Cleveland. No Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb, or Kareem Hunt for Cleveland. They win anyway, beating the Broncos 17-14. It was Case Keenum starting at quarterback for the Browns. He had 199 yards passing with a touchdown. And D'Ernest Johnson, 146 yards rushing and a score for the Browns. They improved to 4-3 with the win. Denver drops to 3-4, and they've lost 4 in a row. In the NBA, the Heat clobber the Bucks 137-95. Tyler Hero, 37 points off the bench to lead Miami to the win. Steph Curry, 45 points for the Warriors in a 115-113 win over the Clippers. And the Hawks took care of the Mavericks 113-87. All 5 starters in double digits for Atlanta, but they were led by Cam Reddish, who had 20 points off the bench. Now back to Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox in the Fox Sports Radio studios.
Thank you, Eddie. It is 2 pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, you are a class act.
Too soon? Is it too soon or are we on time?
It's raining hot dogs here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up,
Careful, 12 minutes from now here on FSR,
we've got a bunch of hypocrites in the world of college football, just absolute hypocrites. We will expose them 12 minutes from now on FSR. All right, so we talked about the Washington football team stuff, and now you got Congress involved, politicians are getting involved. Here's the name to watch in all of this.
Yeah.
Old astronaut boy, Jeff Bezos.
Bezos.
Because Jeff Bezos reportedly wants to own an NFL team and wants the Washington football team. He owns the Washington Post.
Yeah,
you know he's got the money to pull some strings. Maybe Jeff Bezos is behind some of the stuff that is going on.
Gigantic rocket that looks like, well,
The Bills.
Yes.
The Bills
mascot.
Yeah, the Bills mascot. Their unofficial mascot.
There we go.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Just there speaking we of
go. Just flying around in a gigantic rocket.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, I'm
we're
just saying,
going
man.
On a trip in a little rocket ship.
By the way, that was intentional. Bezos' design.
Yeah, man.
Bezos' design of that rocket, if you want to call it that, that was intentional, right? Had to be.
It had to have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure.
It had to have been.
It's just very.
I mean, think about how you'd ask someone that you're interested in, right? Because he's single now, or maybe he's dating someone now. Or
isn't he?
He's divorced, but.
He's dating a former sports reporter. Hmm. I thought he got remarried from L.A. I think an L.A. sports reporter. I think Eddie Garcia is familiar with the L.A. sports reporter that Bezos is dating. Eddie, you know her, right?
Lauren Sanchez, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Eddie, how do you think?
I think she had the child of Tony Gonzalez, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
She was Scott Erickson also, picture?
Probably. Oh, wow.
What are you getting at?
Okay. What are you guys talking about?
Well, she reports sports. Jeez.
You know, can I ask this, though? Is the rocket impressive, though? Like, if you're Bezos, do you, like, hey, I've got a rocket, by the way.
You want to get in it?
Yeah.
You want to ride?
You want to ride?
Yeah. You want to ride the rocket? Hey, so anyway, so one interesting thing
to
think about.
Space. Yeah, I will.
we'll orbit.
with my rocket.
We will see the moon in a way that you've never seen it before.
Check that rocket for heat, Tim.
Let's just hope the rocket doesn't explode, all right? let's just be careful.
We have ignition! Anyway, you know, the guy who currently owns the team did it the same exact way, in the sense that he had a publication. You know, he did it through media. So it's interesting that he owns, you know, the Washington Post, because that is the most, I would say, the most respected and the best newspaper source. You know, and saying newspaper sounds old, but that is the best print, you know, news outlet in the district. So to look at it from the perspective of, man, he's controlling the media in the market, that says a lot, because it's very difficult to control narratives anymore in today's, you know, culture, today's society, especially in sports, because of how influential the influencers of these sports can go into the social media realm and put their own messaging and branding out there. So to see someone as forward and progressive now as Bezos is, versus that's how we looked at Daniel Snyder when he took over the Washington, known then, you know, obviously the R skin. So at the end of the day,
what do you mean by that when you say
the R skins? The Redskins. I played for the Redskins.
Okay. I just was curious.
So some people may get offended that I said it.
Roberto.
I may get an email today saying that I can't say the name of the team that I played for pretty much my entire pro career, but that's the team I played for. That's on all my photos and, you know, all that good stuff. But anyway, the point of the matter is that was exactly how Dan Snyder found himself in the crosshairs of being able to get a hold of this team. And there was some pretty shady action that took place, if you guys remember, with Cook's son. And there were a lot of conversations as to how Dan Snyder was able to get the team from underneath the Cook family. So there's that, and people may not bring that up or talk about that, because we love staying in the recent effect, because people are part-timers. They don't really look at the entire picture of things. But I don't want to attack anybody. What I'm saying is what's good for the goose sometimes is good for the gander as well, meaning Dan Snyder did some wild S to get that team in the first place. He leveraged media. He leveraged having that influence. And who's to say that Jeff Bezos or someone else might be doing the same thing to him right now?
Yeah. It's, I mean, listen, you know, if you want to own an NFL team, you got to pull some strings, man. There's only 32 of these.
Well, weren't the minority owners of that team trying to push, I mean, trying to basically,
to get him out.
they were trying to get him out. Then they were trying to be bought out. I mean, there was all that kind of back and forth.
They tried to get him out. Once they realized they couldn't get him out, then they were like, okay, buy us out. But they were trying to get his ass up out of there.
I'll say this. I mean, there's probably not a better time to sell. I mean, if we're being real,
yeah,
the NFL is as healthy as it's going to be. You've got a TV contract that's still got 10 years left on it. A CBA as well. That's got, what, 10 years left? I mean, everything's copacetic right now. Like, if you're an NFL owner, now is the time, if you wanted to sell, to sell. I mean, you're going to be able to make billions. That's what these franchises are going for right now. So I just... I'm not saying it's going to happen because I don't think he wants to get rid of the team. But if they did force him to, man, that's a great windfall to be a part of, right? It's a great problem to have if he was forced to sell.
Could you imagine if we owned all of us owned an NFL team together? You imagine?
I would
that?
Sleep. Like, I would make a. I would literally like Stan Kroenke. Okay, Stan Kroenke, I believe this is true, has a private condo. Like in the arena where the Colorado Avalanche play, because like Nuggets and Avalanche play in the same
spot. That's great.
He's got like a condo there. I'm sure he does too in the new stadium in LA. But that's where he like stays. Like I would 100% do that. I think it's a dope move.
Yeah,
that
I
would
mean,
freak me out.
No just, man, you know, I'd stay there. I'd be working, grinding.
See, I know about the
grinding.
I know about them PJs, man. And when you stay in places that have too much traffic. You got to deal with roaches the size of you know, like turtles and rats the size of, like, cats.
What?
And, yes, bro.
Bro, this condo's all the way at the top of the arena. Roaches ain't getting up there.
Oh, yes, they will.
Oh, come on. Do you think a roach can't climb?
Hey,
we saw one climb the walls of the studio.
Let me tell you something.
Come on.
Roaches and rats takes all
How's
kinds
that roach
of different
doing, by the way?
Animal liberties and insect liberties. Just know that.
How's that roach doing? It seemed pretty comfortable last time you guys talked.
Oh no, I snuffed him out.
Yeah, well, there's
One
there.
Oh, there's a new one?
Yeah, there was. I saw one getting a cup of coffee.
Hold on,
2 weeks
you Von Miller'd one?
Oh yeah, I assassinated him.
You Von Miller'd
it. I suffocated him.
One of the cruelest acts to an insect or animal
Man,
that I've ever
look
seen
here,
is
that,
LeVar locking it in a trash bag
was
and
going
just leaving
sleep.
It in the studio.
That bad boy went to sleep.
Unbelievable.
Hey, you want to know what's bad? Is if I would have, you know, demolished him, like just slapped him, you know, grabbed something. I gave him a respectable end.
Yes.
Like a true assassin. I didn't play football. I was a samurai playing football. I was like a Jedi Knight, all right? And that's what I did to that roach. I gave that roach a warrior's ending. I
that's
suffocated it.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, either that or chop his head off. And I felt like the best thing to do was just to let him go to sleep and, you know, go peacefully.
Good for you.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm proud of you, man. It is,
and they would find their way to that expensive, extravagant, beautiful condo that he would have anywhere in that place just because of the amount of trash and going to the restrooms and all that. That man, them roaches and rats, we think they're dirty, but they really look for clean areas because that's where they believe they're going to find what they want to find. They would have been right up in Bezos' spot like, hey, what's going on, man? What are we eating tonight?
And that is how you stick the landing on a Washington football team scandal segment. Yeah. That is how it's done here. Two pros and a cup
there
of Joe
go.
Here. Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox. Coming up next, we
get
got some
nachos.
Hypocrites. Some hypocrites in the world of football. We'll tell you who they are here on FSR.
Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here. It's a Football Friday. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you on FSR. Coming up top of next hour, we have got ourselves more teams involved in a major deal that could be on the brink in the NFL. Allegedly, we're going to investigate that here. Coming up a little over 10 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio. Right now, though, it is time for something we do on the show, and it's called this.
Sometimes you can't get to everything in the world of sports or entertainment. Good thing the guys are here to bring you in case you missed it.
And away we go. Lee DeLapp, our executive producer. What the hell do we got going on today?
You guys, in case you missed it, as early as 23-24 season, we're going to see six schools join the AAC. That's Florida Atlantic, Charlotte, North Texas, UTSA, Rice, and UAB.
Yeah.
They are replacing Cincinnati, UCF, and Houston.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean,
what was your first real reaction, Brady? Don't be politically correct. What was your first real reaction?
It's all due to what's happening, obviously, in the Power Five. But I don't know how different that AAC conference is from the Big 12 once Oklahoma and Texas leaves. I mean, tell me I'm wrong. Is the Big 12 without OU and Texas that different from the AAC?
No.
I mean, name those schools again, Lee.
Now, hold on now. Don't be bashing my FAU, all right?
I am a closet FAU
fan. I want you to know that.
That's the Florida Florida Atlantic, Charlotte,
that's right.
North Texas.
The Mean Green.
All right, so here we go. Here was my first blush at it. I don't care. Okay, here we go. I'm sorry.
Can we acknowledge this, though? The AAC is of the group of five conferences viewed as like that one that's on the cusp, right? Like that's why the Big 12 went and stole some of their teams, because that's the one that's viewed as the best of all the group of five. So, you know, if you're going to have a team in a group of five that makes it to the playoff, it's probably from the AAC.
Okay.
Can you guys name the pop culture icon who didn't make it in football but was a D-end at North Texas before he got into something else? Pop culture icon from the late 90s, early 2000s.
Pop culture icon.
One guess.
From the when? The 90s? That's
shocking. Late 90s, early 2000s.
Nope. Sorry.
All right. No idea.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
There you go.
Yeah.
Former DN. Would have
never got it.
By the way, author of a great IPA, the Broken Skull IPA. I don't know if you've had it, Brady. I know you're a big beer guy.
IPA suck.
Thank you, Roberto. Thank you for saying that. Yeah, what everyone else is thinking.
Cerveza, baby!
Sorry, I didn't smuggle in tequila to a Dodger game.
Hit the button. Hit the button. Hit the button, please.
How's that racist?
It happened.
It's very racist.
Yeah.
It's racist.
Yep.
What is this?
Yep.
It's incredibly
true
racist.
True story.
I mean, unbelievable.
Smuggling in tequila? Come on, Jonas.
Yeah. It's a true story.
Roberto would
you're
not
Mexican,
do that.
Man. Come
Roberto
on.
Roberto would not do that.
Oh,
okay.
Bro.
Well,
that was
Lee
horrible.
Racist.
Oh, man. Where are we at, Lee?
Speaking of Cerveza, Texas basketball coach Chris Beard is asking each member of the Texas program to give up something for the season, whether it's fast food or video games. He is going to be giving up the cold suds. He's giving up some beer.
What a loser. What a loser.
He also did this in 2019 when he led Texas Tech.
If he would have said, I'm giving up spooning with my chick at night or something like that, this would have been a much more interesting story. Chris, sorry.
I mean, at least we know one guy really doesn't like IPAs that much.
No kidding, man. Yeah. Giving up beer.
I'm giving up beer. So you're still going to drink alcohol.
Is that even a real sacrifice? Yeah.
No.
Hard alcohol or what? Yeah.
Give up the spooning. That's what I want to hear.
Yes, it is.
I'm giving up methamphetamine.
Oh,
so make me an icon.
Oh, no.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.